This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It is a victory Monday on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz live from Chickies in South Philly, the Eagles win their 10th straight franchise record. Ike, your thoughts?
Victory!
Keep going. This has got to be a good one.
Woo! Distract me when you do that.
Eagles fly. On the road to victory, fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory,
E-A-E-L-E-S-E-O-S!
I can't stand him.
I know. He's the worst. He ruins every vibe. No matter how he does it, he ruins the vibe.
Yep.
Speaking of ruining the vibe, I'm sorry for ruining the victory. I didn't mean to distract you. I was kind of trying to be your hype man a little bit.
Yeah, well.
It distracted you.
It's okay.
It's because you were already getting a pre-show argument, not even on the air yet.
Right.
So a little testy before we even got on.
He revved me up.
It's all good. Listen. There was no victory chant that I could give that would justify or do justice to that 10-game new team record as they continue to push Ike Reese's career accomplishments further and further in the record books. A new team record, 10 straight wins for the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. My goodness, where do I begin? Let's see. Well, we got to begin with the quarterback and wide receiver. How about that? That's how you go out there and make music together, AJ and Jalen. You could tell on the first drive, yep, he was getting the ball early and often. Yesterday, he scored Did he score the first touchdown of the game, I believe? Yeah, I think he got the first touchdown of the game. So that certainly had the crowd going. And by the way, shout out to the fans, because when he caught that first pass, you could hear the level of excitement raise when they realized it was A.J. Brown that caught that ball. Fantastic job from Jalen Hurts yesterday. Spike, Jack, you guys wanted to see a better passing game. That's what you guys asked for all last week, along with some others. They wanted to see a passing game. I'm glad it wasn't at the expense of winning the game, but we saw the passing game yesterday. We knew it was going to be tough to run against Pittsburgh. Saquon's MVP hopes may have dashed away with that performance yesterday, along with what Josh Allen did in Detroit. But that doesn't matter. The record, we're still on pace to get, and we're going to break 2,000 yards, so we still got that to go. But you knew the passing game would have its opportunities yesterday. The question was going to be, when the throws are there to be made, will they be made? And for the most part yesterday, it looked like Jalen was throwing on time, like he was throwing in a rhythm. He was sure where he wanted to go with the football. There was no hesitation there. I mean, it was a couple plays there, here, there, where that may have occurred. But for the most part, the passing game probably looked its best since what? Off the top of my head, maybe Rams, Dallas? When was the last time the passing game?
Bengals game.
Bengals game?
Not that far ago.
That was what?
That was early 6 weeks
November?
Ago.
Yeah, that was early November, I think. So, I mean, and it's all relative, right? So when you look at the weapons that they have, you would think, well, this shouldn't be an issue. But a team forced us to throw the ball yesterday. and we were able to throw it. And throw it with some conviction, throw it with some success, not only with AJ. It was great to see Smitty back in the fold yesterday, making plays. Man, just a good game. I think all around, this defense just continues to impress. My goodness, tied for first in the league for giving up the fewest amount of points, 17.6. Man, that's a defense. That's a defense. That, and that was a game yesterday. It was 17-13 midway through the third quarter. So I know the Eagles were dominating from a yardage standpoint. They weren't necessarily dominating from a scoring standpoint.
And those, it was the defense that saved them with those two turnovers.
Yep.
You know, because that if the defense isn't playing the way that they're playing, and that you can go all the way back to the Green Bay game when it happened as well. If the defense doesn't stand up the way they do, all of a sudden that game could look very, very, very different. So it wasn't like the Steelers were piling up yards, but they did have two really good opportunities that the defense stood up to them with.
Yep.
And your point on the pass, by the way, 215-592-9494, your point on the passing game is like anyone who is saying that they didn't need to be able to pass the ball knows today that they feel much better seeing them pass the ball. And I don't think it's a coincidence that that was the best we've looked from a passing standpoint at the beginning of the game all year, and we wind up with 10 first quarter points. It's like all of a sudden magic.
Yeah,
we can score early in the game because we can get chunks of yardage early in the game. And Saquon's day, when you look at it at the end, doesn't look that impressive, but he was doing the thing that you would hope the design of this offense would do if you think back weeks and weeks and weeks, is throw the ball earlier to get some yards, get some points, get on the board, and then all of a sudden in the second half when you need to put the team away, then Saquon and the running game and Jalen, the running game, can do that. And they did that with that 10-minute drive at the end of the game. Didn't amount to points, but have if they wanted to. But that sealed the game. And I just think, would we have felt good with a win today no matter how they won it? We would have felt good. But the win feels that much better, and I think the prospects for the team this year overall feel that much better because they didn't come into the game throwing the ball 40 times or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It was taking the throws that were there, and he threw it early. And, it looked like they reverted a little bit as the game went on. He held the ball a little bit. Nobody's going to play a perfect game.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to play a perfect game. Him throwing the start off 9 for 9, 12 for 13, whatever it was, getting everyone, not just AJ, you said getting Devontae involved, getting Calcaterra involved, just makes the offense.
Saquon rubbing off on Kenny G. Yeah. Nobody told you to hit that spin button, Kenny G.
He hit the B button, man.
Come on, man.
That was
pretty.
It gives the other team so much more to have to prepare for, and the idea that they can come in now and just stop, this will help Saquon in the long run.
Yeah.
Because the idea that you can come in now and just stop the run is not there if you can pass it as well, and it opens the game up for him.
I agree. So let me push back just a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
All right.
Because this is where the perspective I was coming from, and I'm not going to say everybody was coming from the same perspective, but here's where I was coming from with them and what they had been doing. For me, there wasn't the doubt that Jalen couldn't do it, right? Like, I think I felt they had been winning this way because it cuts down on, first of all, it's successful. When you're averaging running the football the way that they are every week, why would you go away from it? And running the football reduces high-risk plays. It limits how many times you put the ball in harm's way. And we all agree the only thing that can stop this offense is us turning the ball over. That was our biggest issue the first 4 weeks of the season. And so they found that formula for success, not only to win and be and move the ball with, but to get the best play out of Jalen, right, throwing the football and cutting down on turnovers. I said this kid has shown us in the past what he can do. He's shown us in the past that he can throw the ball. There's some guys, I don't care how long they've been in the league, they can't throw the damn football. Like, Jalen at least has shown us that. So it was great to see yesterday when we were forced to do it, he was able to do it.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't think something happened over the last few weeks where, and we were talking about it last week, where it seemed like he got a little gun shy.
Mm-hmm.
And the throws that he was making even 6 weeks ago, he wasn't even trying. And it was never, and we talked about this last week as well, it was never about calling 15 more pass plays.
Right.
It was about taking the pass plays when they're there, not taking sacks when you don't need to take sacks, not escaping the pocket when you don't need to escape the pocket, and early in the game and early in the plays as well. If the throws are there, take them. There's no reason to – with the amount of talent they have on this team and the amount of time he's given to throw, they can be more dynamic than they could be. Still can be a run-first offense, still can be a dominant running offense, mm-hmm. but still be able to pass the ball to open the offense up. And I do think that in the long run, this will make things easier on Saquon the more that they're able to do this. And look, if it took a week of questioning it, we can go back to if AJ saying what he said and Brandon Graham saying what he said, and if it took all of that to wake everybody up a little bit and show a renewed focus on what they can accomplish in the pass game, then it, you know, you said it, that you thought it could make them stronger in the long run, and I think, you know, going through that week and ending up being successful, I think it could. And all that adding up, you know, I was talking about not being able to get the one seed, all that adding up to Detroit with more injuries, Detroit losing yesterday, and all of a sudden the one seed that I thought was a long shot is now It's certainly more realistic. I wouldn't say it's likely, but it is certainly more realistic. Jack, what did you think watching yesterday?
Well, I've been trying to preach this for weeks, that is to not take this for granted. Don't take what we're watching right now for granted, because what we're watching is a dominant football team. Every single test that we throw at them, like, it's like, oh, man, they're kind of worried about the Steelers, kind of worried about the Ravens, kind of worried about the Rams. Does a team in the NFL have better wins than the Eagles have on their schedule so far? Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Los Angeles, Washington, Cincinnati, Green Bay. Like, that's a lot of good quality wins. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing is the best team in football. I mean, if they don't end up in New Orleans at this point, I think that'd be a disappointment, especially with what's going on with the Lions. So Jalen was great yesterday. If that's been in the old holster this whole season, what took so long, but I'd like to see it. I think that's why a lot of people are positive today. But overall, we were watching a dominant, dominant football team and the best team I've seen in my lifetime.
All right, 215-592, the best team you've seen in your lifetime?
The best Eagles team I've seen in my lifetime. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Over the 04 Eagles for the 17 Eagles.
For the first, yeah, they're definitely ahead of the 17 Eagles, for sure. The only one I put into question is the 04 Eagles, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, they're unbelievable.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
That's a tough one, man. Yeah. That is a tough one. Well, all right.
Would you still feel that way if they went out in the first round?
Well, no.
Well, okay.
Things change.
It's fair. Well, that matters then.
Yep. All right. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Brandon Graham Show will be here at 6. BG will be here. Then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh and Elliot Short Parks and an Eagles player to be determined.
To be determined.
To be determined. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Well, Spike, you hard of hearing? You heard what he said? You keep asking him. He said the best he's seen in his life.
Been saying it for weeks, Corey. Been saying it for weeks on this radio station.
Like he said, like he was mumbling or he was speaking some kind of weird language you ain't ever heard of. You heard what he said?
Yes, with my chest.
The best. Hey, man.
Corey, you know you can't trust Jack.
Why? I ain't even got a lot to say. Man, you saw that boy sit up here with that Dodicy fiddle with the Congo hat to the back.
Hey, man. Listen. That boy stepped to the podium yesterday. Like, he knew he was going to play good yesterday. That's a podium
that
outfit.
To see. Hey, Spike, he was talking to you for real. Like he was talking to you. I know, like Spike, you really the voice he's talking to. Like, you the voice of the negativity.
Then you're welcome. You're welcome, Corey. You're welcome.
You're right. I will give you credit. Your one take that you hit on this year, that Kenny G need to run the ball more. Hey, I give you that. Kenny G, playoff Kenny is back, baby. Look, man, we
did look good yesterday. He did.
We knew we could do this. I was never worried. I told y'all last week. I said, watch him come. We're going to have 200 yards receiver. Y'all was down. I'm telling you, I'm barely wrong, man. I come on these airwaves and I give y'all facts. I told y'all, Spike said 9 wins. 9 wins, boy. I said, no, we're going to get 9 wins by October.
I said 10.
Better stop playing with us, man.
I said
we
10.
I feel
stupid saying 12-5.
I said 16-1.
Yeah, well.
Everybody love bites and kneecaps. Everybody love bites and kneecaps, play hard. The world loves him. Hey, bite your kneecaps. Stop playing and playing so damn hard.
Yep.
See, See, it's only one way. It's not a lot of ways to win. You got a Reed way, and you got a Sirianni way. That's the two ways to get it done in the league. Because, you know, when you play like – when you coach like them two coaches, you're going to win football games. I that guy tell me last week about Kyle Shanahan. He got players quitting on his dude. Quinn, he got players punching on the other players on his team. Hey, man, we got some dogs. That still
losing the locker room. That 49ers locker room is crazy this year, isn't
it? Exactly. There's only two ways to win, the Reed way and the Sirianni way. And that quarterback, man, I try to tell y'all, he does with his ass. That's all he got. That's all he got to do. When you want him to do it, they want him to run the ball, they'll run it. And we can beat y'all if you want. We like Burger King. Have it your way. You want AJ to go off, we got you. You want Saquon to do it, we got you. And, hey, that boy Patrick Queen, I thought Hurst put him in quicksand yesterday. He said,
That was a nice move. I thought he tore his ACL, yeah.
Hey, man, y'all saw him do the Patrick Mahomes. Y'all saw him. Everybody thought he was a sack. He threw that shovel pass over to Kenny G. They go get it. Hey, whatever y'all want him to do.
That was to Saquon, but yes.
Whoever it was, whatever y'all want him to do, he'll do it. So it's like, what y'all want to talk about next? Spike, think about it. Come on the show tomorrow. Tell us what we got to do. Y'all wanna
I'll have topics.
Yeah, you know I'll have something. Don't challenge me, Corey.
Hey, but I just need one apology out of you.
No.
This is all I need. I need you to apologize. This is one thing.
Apologize for what?
You better take that Ben Simmons take back right now. I need you to take that back.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. Here's why. Corey, here's why.
That was the ultimate disrespect right there.
People insisted that the same exact thing with Ben. So, look, if you're going to tell me that he's not bad after he plays bad for one game, I'll accept that. But everything's not solved after one game either. So what we need to do is keep doing this. That's all.
It is solved.
We got 12 wins. Boy, how much more you want? You want us to go 12-2. 15-2?
We're about to go 15-2, see? We're going 15-2.
Yep.
You guys are here caring about the regular season. I think about the
Super
Bowl.
We're going 15-2 to get that number one seed.
Hey, Posty, that's when the real Michael Jordan show up. No. I've been trying to tell you. You weren't here until Michael Jordan going to be there, baby.
Yeah. He's surprised you let Corey go this long.
Yeah, well, he's got to have his day. He's got to have his day.
Get the popcorn ready. Go, Bird.
Oh, there he is. Corey of Columbus.
Let me just say this.
Yep.
With Jalen. And this is, I actually like this. I like this with him. The edge. The little bit of attitude, you know. You know when they say you got a little tude? He has a little tude going on right now. He was irritated last week. I enjoyed the comment about it's going to look the way Jalen Hurts wants it to look.
Yep.
Just know it's going to be a winning way, something to that effect.
Sure.
I mean, that was what he said. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. Loved it. Then he came out last night after he played a hell of a football game. Hell of a football game. Because – We talked about what AJ said and we talked about what BG said last week. All of that, if that stuff wouldn't have happened, we still would have discussed
the pass game.
Jalen Hurts in the passing game.
Yep.
So that was really what the discussion was all about last week in the passing game. And listen, he came out and he showed out. He showed out yesterday. It wasn't one of these games where I'm like, oh, I'm never going to forget this game. I'm not going to go over the top like that. But Under the scrutiny from last week, whatever the uneasiness of the relationship with he and his star wide receiver, and listen, I'm glad they did the kid and play dance. They hugged it out. They say it's all good. It's all good. Whatever. He still had to work through that. He still had to work through all that and then go out there. And he knew that everybody was watching him yesterday to see how he was going to play and then see how his receivers were going to react if he wasn't playing well. And under all that pressure, he went out there and played damn near a flawless football game. Shout out to T.J. Watt with that Peanut Tillman punch. My goodness. That was a hell of a way.
And almost got him again.
Yeah, he did. I'm surprised he didn't get him the second time that ball didn't come out of T.J. Watt's a beast.
Yeah.
But Jalen sat down at that podium yesterday and said, is that what y'all wanted to see? Huh?
Well, the answer is yes.
Let me tell you, dog.
Yeah.
I like a player with swag. I don't like fake swag. I don't like fake toughness. I don't like the fake confidence. I don't like that athlete. But the athlete that has a little arrogance about himself, that knows he's a good player, and then it's going to let you know about it, I'm okay with that. Because you got to have a certain level of tough skin to play in this town. And the guys that don't make it last are the nice guys. You know, you don't have to be a bleep when you get to the podium. But if you feel confident enough to tell this fan base, is that what y'all wanted to see? And you got some stones on you, man. You got some stones on you. And you went out there and backed it up. Like, you got some stones on you. Dude. And the dude wins football games. The guy won. He lost 9 games in, what, 4 years?
Well, if you take out the bad stretch last year, he's lost 4.
Yeah. Well, I can't do that.
Well, no. Elliot.
That's an Elliot.
Yeah, I can't do that.
If you don't count the losses. Yeah. Well,
he lost 9 games in 4 years, man.
The answer to his question is yes. And I know, yes, that is what everyone wanted to see. And I know yards don't count as points. But 250 yards last week, 290 the week before, and over 400 yesterday. And could have put 34 points on the board if they needed to at the end of the game there. And that was a complete offensive showing. Yeah, and the other thing is, we just get used to the defense being good.
Man.
You know, that's just
they needed a bounce-back game, too. Bounced back from last week. They didn't have their best against Carolina.
And Pittsburgh ended up with 100. Baldy was right there. Pittsburgh ended up with 160 yards of offense.
He told you to watch the tape.
He did.
21 plays. How do you get 21 plays
in
one drive?
Yeah. 10 and a half minutes, 21 plays. And the best part of that is, and I know they chose not to score, but a 21 play, 10 and a half minute drive, 88 yards.
It was 83.
Was 88. Yeah. I thought it was 95 yards.
Oh, just started. Three.
Well, maybe some penalties happened?
Yeah.
Where'd they start at?
They started on the 5-yard line.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
But they didn't get to the end zone, though, Jack.
Well, no, I know. Oh, so you're talking about the total.
Yeah, when they went down
it. Yeah, they went down at the 6-yard line, I think. All right.
I was looking for something.
All right.
Well, the Steelers run 4 plays in the second half?
All five? Right.
That's what it seemed like.
All right. They had 2 drives, I think.
Two drives in the whole second half.
2 drives in the second half.
I believe 11 plays.
I told y'all to take the under.
You did. And what was the over-under?
43.
Okay. 215-592-9494. All right.
We both answered.
Coming up next, we will... You know, Jalen had some messages for everyone. So did AJ.
Oh,
so did Lane.
Shut up.
Everybody did.
The big bully's going to talk next.
Yeah, the big bully's next. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Book your holiday party at Chickies and Pete's. You can find a location near you. Details, availability, all online at chickiesandpete's.com. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, we felt good after that game yesterday. Felt real, real good. You know, it doesn't feel good when you get in the shower, you don't have hot water. It sucks. You'd be morning shower, you want some hot water, and you need a water heater. What a hassle. Well, I'm going to tell you a way that it's not going to be a hassle. And not only that, you're going to wind up with the best water heater you ever had. It's going to last you forever. It's going to be reliable. 2 words, Bradford White. It is built to be the best. I know you don't replace your water heater unless you have to, but when it comes that time, I just want you to remember those 2 words, Bradford White. It is built to be the best. It's built 100% here in the United States. It's going to last longer than any other water heater you're going to buy. You got to Google it. I'm telling you right now, all you need to know is Bradford White. You can get one of the new tankless water heaters. You get standard tank water heater, whether it's at your home, whether it's your business, whatever it is, Bradford White, and they want a plumbing professional to install it for you. Because it's the best product, you want it done by the best. So when it's time, when you don't have any more hot water, I want you to go to bradfordwhite.com, find a plumbing pro near you.